Of course, one of the other big stories that happened over the holiday period was the New York Times. It's my New York accent. The New York Times suing ChatGPT creator OpenAI over alleged copyright infringement. This is really interesting. We've seen the likes of authors and visual artists sue the company. This is the first time a major news publisher has done so. Jack, you know about these publishers. What do you make of this lawsuit? What do you make of this conflict between this AI company, of course, OpenAI, Microsoft, news publishers? You've written about this week. I mean, actual Springer has gone a different way there, and they're actually kind of doing deals to sell access to their content library. Is it AP has done the same as well? I mean, why such different strategies?
Different publishers are clearly considering different tactics. You mentioned Axel Springer and the Associated Press, sort of cutting deals. Yeah, actually, the New York Times was in the middle of potentially cutting a similar deal with OpenAI and Microsoft, and clearly those conversations stalled, perhaps in part because of New York Times' concerns of the copyright infringement that they alleged had occurred. Some people, and I'm sympathetic to this analysis, think that perhaps the lawsuit could even be used as a sort of bargaining chip by the New York Times to say, look, you know, we're still willing to come to the negotiation table to work with you, but for now, maybe stop stealing our stuff and we can figure out a way to allow you to have it with the deal that is more favorable to us. We're talking about potentially billions of dollars worth of damages that the New York Times is alleging. I think depending on the publisher you ask, some will say that it's better to work with the technology of the future, whereas others say, okay, yes, but only if we're not working with them to run ourselves out of business in a few years' time, because it's true that in the near future, someone could simply Google something using Bard or do ChatGPT asking about, well, what's the latest news today? And it'll just have a summary of it that is built on the back of the really hard work of actual journalists, and people won't have to go to news publishers as much anymore for actual news. I think it speaks to one of the big issues that is actually kind of under-discussed, I think, and that's the commoditization of news publishing and news specifically within news publishing. News has become so ubiquitous and samey from so many different outlets covering all the same things, such that, you know, you could just go to a chatbot and probably get the exact same thing. This would be a kind of last straw if that were to happen. And so you have publications that are already, you can tell, working on new USPs for their publication. I subscribe to the New York Times, and recently they've been sending push notifications at a really high rate for news analysis and opinion, more so than just news breaks. Something big happened, like the tsunami that occurred in Japan recently. Okay, you might get a notification for that. You're also going to get a notification for, here's the latest analysis on what's going on in the presidential election, even though it's still many months out and there's no new news there necessarily. So you do have publications trying really hard to make the case that we can still give you unique things, and it doesn't necessarily have to just be the news. And I think this sort of broader conversation around AI plays a huge role in where we're going toward that. News is fickle and fast, and obviously if you are the New York Times, a lot of people go to you for stories, but if you're the Boston Globe, do you need to be covering what's going on in Israel right now? Yes, but also how many people are going to you just for that news when there's a million other publishers out there covering the same thing, right? So you do have publishers that need to look for more unique propositions.
Well, at the end of the day, it comes down to editorial judgment. So, yeah, if you're the Boston Globe and you're the editor and you think it's important for you to do that, then go ahead. You have your reasons. I think news publishing has had this problem for a long time where, depending on how you look at it, there are too many journalists and there aren't enough journalists, because you have a lot of journalists running around all doing the same thing, all like churning out press releases or churning out agency copy. They're not actually doing a lot of independent work themselves. And I think that's the issue. If, again, coming back to this, this idea of algorithms versus human beings. If you just kind of follow what the algorithm does, then yeah, you're going to optimize for what worked yesterday. And then you just keep doing the same thing over and over again. We need human beings and their crazy decision-making to actually kind of make out-the-box decisions and think bigger than that. Having said that, you know, it all does feel a bit Luddite from a public good point of view. It just offers potentially so much,